D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Headline Outdoors. Go download the Headline Outdoors app on Roku or Amazon Fire TV and stay up to date with all of Dell and Dustin's adventures and watch plenty of other hunting and fishing shows. D&D Outdoors is also brought to you by the Southwestern Outdoorsman. Head on over to southwesternoutdoorsman.com and read articles. Stay up to date with everything that's happening in the hunting world.
Fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays.
And welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. I hope you had a happy new year and you're ready to have some good adventures in 2024. How's your year going so far, Dustin?
So far, so good, man. Ready That's for this good. Snowstorm to move in.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't knock your power out this year.
I hope not.
Got that sleeping bag ready?
I do.
You do, just in case?
Yeah.
Got to get you one of those electric generators that you can keep a space heater on with.
I've looked at those. I've looked at solar, and it's just not.
I have a little solar generator I take when I go camping. Just like a little one, nothing big. But it goes up, you plug in an extension or a solar panel into it.
I looked at it. Doing solar on the whole house.
And oh, gosh.
And it was like, yeah, if power goes out, do I still get power? And they're like, nope.
No.
If power goes out, it shuts everything off.
Yeah.
So what's the point in it?
I used to be a solar sale or project manager for a solar company. There's no point in solar. People, you think you're saving money, but those lease payments you're paying are going to be more than your electric bill. And then if you produce electricity on top of it.
Yeah.
You got to pay that. And they say, you know, you get money back if you produce more. I've never met a person in my time doing that as a project manager that made money off of selling solar back.
Yeah, they said I'd only be making like 47% of what I needed.
Yeah.
Whatever then.
Yeah, greatest. Just one of those great make people feel like they're doing good in the world. When they get it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, today on the show, we're going to talk about what's been the hot topic since we stopped recording, the wolves being gone in, or being released in Colorado. Sad day. Obviously, living in Colorado, I know a lot of people in the Western Slope, they're not very happy campers. We're also going to talk about, we'll start out by what we're doing different this year. This year, we're going to give you an episode every week. So we can keep you a little bit more up to date. You don't have to find out weeks old news every other week when it's not relevant anymore. We will, after this episode, this one won't be, but starting next week, we'll have all of our podcasts on YouTube. Only reason this week's isn't happening, I still have to figure out exactly how to do it. It's kind of a pain in the butt trying to do the conversion from this site over to that we record onto YouTube. And we have a Patreon. Is that how you count? Patreon. So you can go check out our Patreon site. The link is in all of our bios for all of our social media. And you can subscribe to us. You get each tier. There's three different tiers. Little different things on every tier that you get. We'll be doing monthly giveaways this year as well. But you just don't get just see it on social media. You actually have to listen to the episode. We're going to give you a secret word during one of the episodes throughout the month. So it'll be once a month that you have to comment. We'll just discuss it during that time. You never know what you're going to get. Dustin might raffle off that fancy beanie of his. You never know.
I actually got some somewhere around here.
I say you aren't giving into that too much there.
This thing's probably older than you are.
What do you think?
Well, it was my dad's, so yeah, it's kind of old.
Yeah? Oh, that looks almost brand new, so I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. I would take it off, but I'm having a bad hair day.
Same, I understand that. And you'll see we got some new fancy podcast cover work done, and we'll eventually have new designs coming out So maybe Dustin or I will freehand something, throw it on a shirt. You never know what you'll get. I don't know. I failed art. Well, I didn't fail it. I got a C. That's because the teacher felt bad for me. Should have failed it, though.
I ain't that good at it either.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a lot of exciting things coming this year. We're excited to grow. We grew 50% last year, so that's a big growth. Maybe we can grow another 50% this year. And, yeah, we'll just keep going. Keep growing till maybe eventually Dustin and I can retire from our day jobs, and you guys can just listen to us talk all damn day.
Every day then.
Yeah, we'll do it every day. If you can get us to retire, we'll talk every day. We'll talk whatever you want to talk about. Man. Yeah. But we won't do 3-hour long podcasts. That sounds miserable. That sounds absolutely miserable.
I can't do that no more either.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it, honestly. I can't talk that much. My mouth gets sore after a while. Or my jaw.
If I ain't mistaken, he does like a bunch of them back to back. So he's pretty much working like 1 or 2 days a week.
Yeah, that's my understanding. But then he owns all that other fun stuff he does. UFC, he has that comedy club. I want to get to Austin just to go to his comedy club. So we'll see. It looks like fun. One of my friends might be getting married eventually. So I told him his bachelor party is already predetermined to be in Austin so I can go to the comedy club. So I have an excuse to go. Oh, man. But yeah, we'll dive right into it. Wolves were let go in Colorado. Well, it was a surprise. We knew this was coming. Colorado Game and Fish, Colorado Department of Wildlife, Parks and Wildlife. I can't remember what they were called out there. Release 5 wolves at once. The kicker is that was the release, that they were only going to release 5 wolves. And they technically weren't lying, but the day after they released another 5 wolves, bringing the total of 10 wolves released in Colorado. Now, only a certain amount of people could attend the wolf release because they wanted to keep it hidden so people didn't disturb the site, protest it, scare the wolves away. 45 guests were invited, including the governor of Colorado, top wolf advocates, and some media people. Well, it was quickly determined where the site was at by locals that saw the release, and it was posted at the local post office that this is where the wolves were released. Very quickly. It's kind of crazy what's happening. They say that there were the total of 10 wolves that were released. 2 of the wolves came from the 5-point packs in Oregon. Now, what's interesting about this is this pack has been confirmed to kill livestock. So there's already livestock eaters coming out in heavy ranching areas where sheep, cows, and others are at. And they said another 2 of the 5 were juvenile wolves. Now, when you think of juvenile wolves, technically what that means is less than a year old. Well, that was a lie. They were all yearling wolves. They were all older than a year old. And so there's been a lot of deception done on this. And it's just crazy to think that, they try to think that they can get away with it. And it's not working too well. Everybody's already found out on them. The goal of what was being told to the Cattlemen Association and Livestock Association people out there in Colorado was these wolves have a plan so it doesn't interact with livestock. But when you're bringing a wolf from a wolf pack that already preys on livestock, something just doesn't add up on that. There's no game plan in sight on what's going to happen with wolves there because due to the fact that if wolves have a predation on a I'm using dang big words right now. Oh man, I might have to pull my dictionary out. I wrote all this down earlier. On livestock, in order for ranchers to be compensated, they're going to need to prove a predation happened from wolves. Well, in northern Colorado, the wolves have already been there. They already predate, they already have attacked livestock and killed them. And the ranchers up there aren't seeing the compensation. Now, other unique thing about wolves, they don't stay in this little area. So ultimately, I think this is going to backfire on them. And, you know, everybody in Colorado loves the Rocky Mountain National Park. That's where the big elk are at. Estes Park, you have huge elk walking through town. It's pretty much their, it's where you go see nature and all that. The wolves will probably eventually expand out to there and kill elk in front of all these tourists, and everybody's going to be all up in arms probably then. There's going to be too little too late.
How far are they away from the park now?
Let me look here. The wolves were released, I think, believe in Winter Park area of Colorado.
Did it say where you said the two wolves were from a one pack. What did it say about the other wolves?
It didn't say anything about those the other wolf pack. So okay. I'm not too sure on that. I'm looking up to see where it's at. And it's funny, during this release as well, I have tried to figure out the distance. Wildlife officials were making a presentation in two counties away in Craig, Colorado, to the livestock producers, talking about how the wolf packs are going and their management and all that good stuff. It's just, it doesn't make sense with it. You know, if you question it, people are going to go crazy over you. You know, Colorado's already having issues with, you know, the ballot box coming up. They're trying to outlaw mountain lion hunting out there. So, but that's going to be put into a vote. But this wolf reintroduction was put to a vote as well. And that didn't, I mean, it's just the people that don't want the wolves vote against it. It was pretty much unanimously voted against on the western slope where the wolves were released at. But it was,
the pictures I saw. Were the wolves collared?
They're all collared. Yeah, they're all collared.
Okay.
But, you know, just it doesn't make too.
It's not going to stop them from killing livestock, but they could at least say, here they were.
Yeah, but then they're going to say, well, I know it wasn't a cougar, or I know it wasn't this. You know, there's just a lot of. A lot of just kind of deceitfulness that was being done with this. So I think that's the biggest problem. So from Estes Park to roughly just taking a kind of a rough guess to where these animals were released, you know, it's gonna only be anywhere between. If they were on probably the south side of it, which I'm assuming they were released up around the National Forest area of it, it's only going to be about 30, 40 miles.
Ooh, that ain't
at the short end, and maybe 60, 70 miles on the long end. So the wolves will eventually get into park, and that's where all the big elk are at.
Wonder how long it's going to take them.
They could already be there. I think this is going to be top secret because they have the goal is to release up to, I think, 45 to 50 wolves by the 2030. So more wolves are coming, but they're going to probably release some more throughout the western slopes. They're going to be down in Mesa County, Blue Mesa Reservoir. You know, it's just one thing I love about it is it's where all the rich people go skiing is where these wolves are going to eventually wind up at. They're by Aspen, by Vail. You know,
plus when they reproduce.
Yeah.
The pups will not have collars on them.
Yeah. I don't know if they plan to track them when they reproduce or not. But, you know, I mean, I think that's what they do in Arizona. They do find the pups and, you know, collar them and track them, most of them. But you aren't going to get every pup every now and then. And the difference is these are timber wolves. The wolves that used to roam were a lot smaller. They're like the Arizona, the Mexican gray wolves. They ain't very big. They aren't taking down deer. They aren't going to be taking, I mean, they're not taking down elk. I apologize for the most part. You know, they take down smaller animals, the smaller wolves. These ones go after the elk. Colorado's done a great job reintroducing moose into the wild there. You can get massive moose now. And the moose population is going to decline, you know, because of it. And, you know, they did a great job reintroducing wolves there, or not wolves, moose there and growing their population out. It's really cool. I was seeing the moose out there. I remember when they were first introduced, there were signs all where you'd go elk hunting at saying, elk hunters, this is what a moose looks like. Don't shoot it, damn it. You know? So it'll be interesting to see. The elk population's already on the decline in Colorado because of the harsh winters it's had, and we'll just throw wolves into the mix. So that's something we'll be tracking. It'll be interesting. It'll be definitely, it'll be see. I don't know. You know, everybody's in there saying, you know, do the 3S to shoot, shovel, shut up. You know, no one ever does that. So people need to stop commenting that because that makes us look dumb, you know. Yeah. And one thing I have noticed, though, since this, a lot of people have actually been commenting on Game and Fish's Instagram posts and Facebook posts and things like that about it. And most, I mean, they're appropriate criticisms. So they aren't saying, like, what the F are you doing or things like that, you know. But as ballot box biology takes over in Colorado, you know, you're going to, if they do pass this mountain lion, no hunting mountain lions or bobcats, there's going to be the end for Colorado wildlife, essentially.
Yeah.
That is going to take one of these rich hippies out there to get eaten by one or attacked by one to solve it.
I don't know if that'll do it now.
That's true nowadays. Because all they are just rich people. So, I don't know. We'll see. It was something we're definitely going to be keeping an eye on. I think what also has a lot of people up in arms is just the deceitfulness of the of this being done. I mean, they knew it was going to happen, but there was no, you know, they're trying to hide the location. They're trying to hide that the fact that it came from cattle killing packs. They're trying to hide that they're calling them yearlings, juveniles, when they're really yearling wolves. There's just a lot going on, so we'll track it. We'll keep you all updated as we go. And yeah, it'll be interesting. Maybe wolves will eventually, you know, next thing's going to be, you know, grizzly bears. They're going to try to reintroduce. Last grizzly bear, I think, was in the 1900s in Colorado.
Why not?
Why not? I remember a long time ago when they were first reintroducing lynx into Colorado. Bill Nye, the science guy, was actually an inaugural part of the lynx introduction there. And I went to a talk. He was at a state park by us. And I went to go listen to him talk about it. Cause I was like, oh, I was a little kid getting to meet Bill Nye, the science guy, you know? And he said, the only reason grizzly bears might not be reintroduced is because you can't find anyone dumb enough to go try to trap them.
They probably find a couple of them now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure nowadays you can get someone out there. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. I think grizzly bears is going to be the next topic, like wolves here shortly, especially in Idaho or Montana and Wyoming, where they want to start doing a hunting season because the population's growing so much. So I think that's going to be the next thing on the hot topic once the wolves get over with.
Well, they do the old bait and switch.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I didn't realize I was a grizzly bear. I let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a wolf.
Yeah. I'm colorblind.
You identified as a wolf.
Yeah. I'd identify as a wolf. I think I might need to tell that to the game warden and go shoot a doe and say, hey, I'm not a biologist. I thought that was a buck.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, if that pisses you off, you can go for a nice cold swim in a Bass Pro Shop tank. Man, Bass Pro Shop, when you sent me that, I'm starting to think Bass Pro Shops is becoming like the Walmart. You know, you used to see the people of Walmart? You started to see more and more. Oh, man. So down
Everybody has always wanted to do something with that fish tank.
Now, social media, man. That's the only thing you got to love. You saw someone catch a 30-pound tarpon out there. a while back. I can't remember which one it was at.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say they wanted to do this, though.
No, I don't either. In Leeds, Alabama. I don't know where that is, but you got one. It sounds like, you know, I don't know if I want to visit hearing what happened there. You guys in Leeds, Alabama, the Bass Pro Shop, a guy crashed his car into a family, or after crashing his car with his family inside of it into a lamppost in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. They're calling him George of the Jungle. Then streaked into the Bass Pro Shop. And guess what happened next? He cannonballing into the glass and cemented pond. So he cannonballed in the damn pond. And he managed to moonwalk at the bottom of the tank. Now, I think that's negative buoyancy. Can you moonwalk on the bottom of the dang tank? Before climbing out and knocking himself out on the concrete floor. Miley, this whole time, he is butt-ass naked. Oh, my goodness. Now, could you imagine, one, shopping there? Two, being the store employees have to deal with this? And three, being the cop that's going to have a naked wet guy in the back of his truck. Why, his wife's probably yelling at him.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. She's chasing him down yelling, George.
And your kids are watching this happen. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Maybe he could be the...
bail is.
I don't even... If I was him and I could afford a good lawyer, or even not, George, if you're listening to this, we are not lawyers. You could just say the car crash did something to your brain that made you not think straight and properly. Maybe that can get you out of it.
Yeah, what kind of argument do you have, really, other than that?
I don't. Yeah. I mean, George either had a little bit too much to drink or a little bit too much of something.
I suffered a mild concussion when we hit the light pole. I don't even remember doing this. I apologize. It was cold out.
Yeah. I just wanted to warm up. Maybe he had a bad back like me. Man, the only thing I do wish in these pictures I saw, I wish someone got a video of him doing the moonwalk underwater. I'm not going to lie. But, oh, my goodness. Hey, I guess that's one way to bring in the new year, right?
I guess.
Oh, man. Well, if you go to Bass Pro Shop, just be on the lookout for George if you're in Leeds. Or if you're in Leeds and you know this guy, we'd love to hear a little bit more about him.
The fish are probably traumatized now, too.
I know. Yeah. The fish probably need a psychiatrist now, poor things. Man, maybe I'm not going to go there. I was going to say, man, no, I'm not going there. Nope. When I go there, maybe he's trying to figure out a new fishing lure on him. Well, thank you guys very much for listening to us. As we said, this podcast, we keep short and simple. We'll be coming out with new podcasts every week. Sure to like us on Facebook or Instagram at D&D Outdoors. Find us on Patreon. And, you know, we just got a lot going on this year. We're excited to show you what we're going to change this year. And, you know, we're going to hope. I think we said our goal is to grow, what, 60%?
I think that's what we were talking about.
So hopefully we can grow 60% again this year. Keep listening to us. We love you guys. You got to stay in to listen for that giveaway, because the first one will be coming next couple of episodes. Won't be, maybe next episode, but sometime this month we'll be doing it every month. So hope you all have a great rest of your day. And if you're heading to work, it will be over soon.